The idea for the plan came from a Lutheran reverend who was not allowed to use wine in a communion service with an inmate. GOP sponsor Pat Strakota says that since that time, other members of the clergy have talked to her about the importance of wine in their ceremonies.
They basically view the distribution of wine with communion as an essential part of their rite, and they do not allow for any wine substitute as it can introduce doubt.
Strakota's proposal would let inmates consume up to 2 ounces of wine in a religious service. But Madison Democrat Joe Parisi says that amount can be dangerous to the many recovering alcoholics in prison.
The fact is, if this bill passes and is signed into law, Wisconsin will allow prisoners who are alcoholics to consume alcohol in prison. It's a fact. That's what this bill does.
Parisi says just a little bit of wine is all it takes to throw recovering alcoholics back into the cycle of addiction. But lawmakers from both parties voted in favor of the bill. Those who rejected Parisi's arguments say the constitutional right of inmates to practice the religion they choose trumps concerns that drinking wine might be bad for them. The plan now heads to the governor's desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.